It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Matt Leon, and here's what's happening. Pennsylvania State Police are looking for the driver of a pickup truck who they say was involved in a road rage shooting and multi-vehicle crash on I-95 in South Philadelphia. The incident late Tuesday morning shut down the highway, causing a major headache for drivers. KYW's Connor Barkon, the details.
State Police say a little after 10 a.m., road rage between the driver of a gold Oldsmobile and the driver of a black pickup truck led to a shooting on I-95 by the airport. The cars were driving northbound near the Girard Point Bridge when investigators say the driver of the Oldsmobile fired a pistol several times at the pickup truck. The drivers crashed into each other about a mile up the road, sending the Oldsmobile into a third car that is believed to be uninvolved in the ordeal. The Oldsmobile was totaled and police didn't say if the driver was arrested, but the pickup truck driver got away. Police want to hear from you if you were on the road at the time and have any information about the pickup truck driver. The incident shut a section of I-95 down for more than an hour. There are no reports of injuries in the shooting or crash. Connor Barkon, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
The incident shut down a section of I-95 for more than an hour. There are no reports of injuries in the shooting or crash. A 20-year-old is on trial in Montgomery County for homicide by vehicle, accused of racing the driver that slammed into a pickup truck last year on Route 309. KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melwert reports.
Prosecutors say 20-year-old Evan Buckman and 20-year-old Aiden Jarrett were racing each other, heading south on Route 309 around 8:20 p.m. on May 17, 2023, going more than 100 miles per hour when Jarrett slammed into a pickup truck trying to make a left turn on Bergey Road. The crash killed 62-year-old Ida Lillo and seriously injured her husband. Buckman's on trial for homicide by vehicle and aggravated assault by vehicle. Jarrett pleaded guilty to the same charges in August. Prosecutor Blair Rolfing says Jarrett and Buckman loved to drive fast, and loved to drive fast together. He tells the jury Buckman has shared responsibility for the deadly crash because he was racing Jarrett at the time. But Buckman's lawyer Matt Quigg says the fatal crash is a tragedy, but he adds there's not a shred of evidence the two were racing. Quigg says at no point was Buckman next to or in front of Jarrett. He says Buckman was unfamiliar with the route Jarrett was driving and was only following him, trying to keep up. In Norristown, Jim Melwert, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Buckman's lawyer says there's no evidence they were racing. Buckman never tried to pass Jarrett and was never next to him. A fire in an apartment building in West Philadelphia is now under control, but some people are still out of their homes. It happened at the Mount Carmel Garden Apartments at 57th and Race. It was around 3:30 Tuesday morning when firefighters rushed there. A neighbor shared video with us showing flames shooting from a first floor window of a corner unit. Everyone in the building got out okay, and there are no reports of injuries. The Salvation Army is helping at least a few of the families. No word yet on the cause. The fire marshal is investigating. A heads up for drivers in the city. PennDOT is planning changes in the traffic flow on local Vine Street through Chinatown. KYW's Mike DiNardo reports.
The plan removes a travel lane on westbound Vine between 9th and 12th Streets. Eastbound Vine from Broad to 8th will also go from 3 travel lanes to 2, with bump outs built at intersections, says PennDOT spokesman Brad Rudolph.
What that's going to do is reduce the crossing distance for pedestrians. It's also going to give us room to install and construct a bike lane going in the eastbound direction.
There's no bike lane in the works for westbound Vine, but a new traffic signal would be installed at 9th Street. PennDOT is also planning a second left turn lane from southbound Broad to the eastbound Vine Expressway to ease congestion there. Rudolph says construction on the $7 million project is expected to begin next spring or summer and finish in time for the events of 2026. Mike DiNardo, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
PennDOT is planning an in-person session for next month. A group of moms in South Jersey is getting fit with their babies in tow and fighting food insecurity while doing it. KYW Community Impact reporter Raquel Williams caught up with them and has more.
We're going to be doing a bit of our stroller strides. We're going to be doing some stroller bar.
Babies in strollers and moms in workout gear gathered at the Earlton School Park and Playground in Cherry Hill. The crisp fall air made for an invigorating morning of exercise and enjoying time with their babies. Regina Medeiros-Haynes is owner of Fit for Mom of Morristown in Cherry Hill.
So they come with their kiddos in the strollers, and then we start warming up, and depending on the class format of that day, there might be some cardio, there might be some full body strength, upper and lower body.
Fit for Mom is the nation's leading prenatal and postnatal fitness program. Katie Evans is a fitness instructor for Fit for Mom. She started when her daughter was 6 months old. She's now seven.
It's where my village came from when I first needed to get out of the house, when we had first moved to the area, and I just found a wonderful village of other moms.
This class was a bring a friend mashup class, and for every new mom in attendance, Fit for Mom is donating 10 meals to Feeding America and 50 meals for every new mom who joins the program. Raquel Williams, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
This class was a Bring a Friend mashup class, and for every new mom in attendance, Fit for Mom is donating 10 meals to Feeding America and 50 meals for every new mom who joins the program. That's the All Local. I'm Matt Leon. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins, all on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.